Hi there, No BS Women. I'm Coach Yesenia, and I am so excited to tell you about our April book study. This month, our April book study pick is How to Do the Work by Dr. Nicole LaPera. I am so excited for us to dive into this book and connect it back to our weight loss. It's a good one. So we picked this book because it ties in really well with our new April course coming out this month, Trusting Your Body, with our guest coach, Jane Pilger. And this book is a deeper dive on some of that work. Trusting Your Body is all about weight loss and listening to your body. And it's a really great course. And this book is like a deeper dive on that kind of work about listening to your body, the mind-body connection. When we think about our health, sometimes we think about ourselves or our health in like all of these different components, right? Like your emotional health, your mental health, your weight loss, right? Your physical well-being, your emotional well-being. But really, it's all connected. It is all connected. And what I love about this book is that it really gives you a lot of helpful information on how it's all connected. And it even goes a little bit into like inner child work and our past and how like little t trauma that we went through informs like how we react today and, you know, what's happening with our body today. And, you know, a lot of us here in the community, you know, we learn to cope with life, with overeating or binging, or, you know, sometimes, you know, like, we may react emotionally in certain situations, whether it's yelling or whatever it is, right? And if you feel like any of that resonates with you, whether it's like the overeating, the emotional reactions, or just feeling like you're not in control of your body and you just want to learn more about how all of it's connected, you're going to love this book. I got a lot of helpful information out of it just with regards to like the vagus nerve, for example. It's this nerve that connects your brain and your gut. Did you know that your brain and your gut talk to each other via this nerve? And even like your stress levels and the little t trauma and the things that you grew up with, like your body remembers all of that, even if your mind really doesn't. And it can impact you today, right? And some of these habits that we have of overeating and how we handle situations emotionally were formed when we were growing up. And it just dives into a lot of that, like how our mind was developing as we were growing up, what's going on with our body, how it's all connected to our mind, our stress, our inner child. It just gives a really great overview on all of it. And I think you're going to get a lot of good stuff out of it for your weight loss. So I'm excited to read this book along with you this month. I've already read it, but I will be going through it again and just helping you make the connections back to your weight loss and your day-to-day life and your future self and what you want for your life. I'm super excited to see what you get out of it specifically and how you connect it back to you and your weight loss. We will be having a couple of calls around the book study this month, so I'm super excited to get on Zoom and discuss this book with a few of you. So be on the lookout for some posts in the Facebook group where I will be saying like, hey, raise your hand if you want to come on Zoom and let's discuss this book together, a few of us, and just get on there and ask questions and share takeaways and share connections. So be on the lookout for that. And then I am going to show you really quick. I'm going to share my screen and tell you where you can find all of the resources for the book study this week. So let me go ahead and share my screen. I'm going to show you where to find how to join the Facebook group, how to grab the study guide and everything. So once you go to the website, I'm already on the page here, but you can always find this page. Go to self-study resources and then click on book studies. And that's where you can find all of our past book studies as well. Let me click on that really quick, just so you can see in case you're new. We always have these past book studies available. So if we have a month where we don't have a new course or that course doesn't resonate with you, you can always come back. Or if you're just looking for something extra to work on, these are some great books. Atomic Habits is a No BS favorite. Chasing Cupcakes is another big favorite that you can always come back to and learn from. This is the April book study page. So you're just going to click on that. And this page has all of the information you need for the next month or so. This book study will run about 5 weeks. It is a little bit of a longer book. And so we will actually have two calls. We usually have one at the end, but I've broken it up into two calls so we can discuss the first half of the book on one call happening on Thursday, April 21st. It's the part one call, and it's at 6 p.m. Central. And then this part two is going to be on May 5th. Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. Central, and this has the Zoom link and everything. Once we have those calls and we have the replays available, then the new link will go to the replay. So whether you can come live or not, it's totally up to you. Whatever works for you in your schedule, you can either come live or catch the replay. Another thing I want to touch on really quickly is that if you're a deep dive diva, you may want to like come live to the calls. You may be in Facebook, you know, every week sharing your takeaways and commenting on people's posts and sharing your quotes and doing everything in the study guide, right? But I also want to remind you, don't feel like you need to do everything to get a lot out of the book study. If you're more of a bottom line bitch or a moderation mama, or you just have a lot going on this month, like there are so many ways you can do the book study in a way that works for you. So if you like, you can listen to the audiobook on your way to work. A lot of our No BS women love to do the book studies that way and just listen and maybe listen to the call replays. This is the study guide right here. I want to show you. This is it right here. And it has a few prompts. So let me go to the beginning of the book study guide. It has a few I've broken the book up into chunks of several chapters, and each chunk has a few different prompts. This is where you can get the book. Here's the reading schedule right here on page 3, and you can see the chunks that I've broken it up into. Okay. And then, as you can see, there's just like a few different prompts. You can do all of these prompts. You can pick one each week. You can pick a couple. You can just do this top takeaway from the book this week prompt, whatever works for you. Okay. And then at the very end of the study guide, there are some resources and stuff too related to this book as well. So you can download this or print it, and that's where you can get the study guide. You can grab the book right here where it says grab the book, Corinne's Favorites. It's on this Corinne's Favorites page. If you use our link, that would be amazing because this helps us track how many books you guys are purchasing, just so we can like keep inviting authors to come back and speak inside the membership like we've done in the past with the author of Chasing Cupcakes and John Acuff, the author of Soundtracks. So definitely let us know if you grab the book. And if you grab the book through this link here, you don't have to tell us. We will automatically know just from you using that link. If you just go to Amazon on your own, or you go to Barnes & Noble, or you go to a local bookstore or get it from your library, that's fine too. You can just let us know using this form, and we will be able to count the purchases that way, or, you know, library checkouts. This over here, you can download these templates to your device and share your favorite quotes from the book. I will be sharing some of my favorite quotes from the book throughout the month. You'll see them posted. And I would love to just see what are your favorite quotes from the book compared to mine, and see who else resonated with those quotes. Here's where you can join the Facebook group. I will have posts going up throughout the book study month, and every week there will be a discussion post where we can just comment and share and discuss our takeaways and questions from the book that week. You can just post quotes. You can post interesting insights as you're reading. And like I said, I will have posts going up as well prior to these calls to see who wants to hop on Zoom with me, and I will like bring you up, and a few of us will just discuss the book, like true to book club style. So I'm very excited about that. And then, like I said, here's where you can find all of the information on the right sidebar here for joining on Zoom Live, or once the calls have happened, these will be replay links. So that's it for book study. Let me stop sharing my screen. I am so excited to read the book with you, see what you get out of it, for us to connect it back to what we're learning with trusting your body and inside No BS, and with like think, feel, do, and everything that Corinne has taught us. I'm so excited to see what you get out of the book. I've gotten a lot out of it. In the meantime, just go ahead and grab your book. you can get a start reading the book, and you can go ahead and start sharing in the Facebook group. I would love to hear, now that you've heard a little bit about the book, and as you get going reading with it, I would love to hear in the Facebook group what you're hoping to get out of the book study this month. Otherwise, I will see you in there. And I'm just so excited for book study this month. I hope you are too.